You're listening to The Shift Show, episode 244. In today's episode, I am interviewing Allie from Miss Allie's Kitchen, and we are talking all about how she has gotten 300% growth over the past few months. But before we dig into this episode, I want to tell you about your new content strategy that successful digital influencers are using, and you can be using it too. If your content is not getting the reach that you want it to get, if you are feeling frustrated that your audience is staying the same size or that you have so much on your to-do list and you really don't know what the next big thing you should be doing, I have the answers for you. In my free series that I'm going to be starting on June 10th, you can get access to the brand new way to create content that successful digital influencers are using too. So you're going to get out of the struggle bus, get out of feeling overwhelmed, and really figure out this new way of creating content. I'm so excited to bring this to you. It's going to revolutionize the way you look at and create content. So go to nicoleculver.co/June and you'll be able to sign up. It's completely free and it's going to change the way you create content. You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. In this episode, Allie is sharing what she did to have 300% growth in her micro niche. And plus, she has been using this new way to create content that I'm teaching in the video series. So make sure you sign up for the video series, listen to the recording, and enjoy the episode. Tag us over on Instagram at Nicole Culver and at Miss.Allie's Kitchen. Can't wait for you to hear the episode, so let's get into it.
Okay, we are live. Hey, Allie from Miss Allie's Kitchen.
Hello, how are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you today. So let's give a little background. For everyone who's watching, last week I interviewed Chris Emmer from Biz Babysitters on her amazing micro niche, how she's having a really successful business with less than 1,000 Instagram followers. And I was like completely blown away by the reaction to everyone. We had so many comments on the video. I uploaded it to my podcast. People were psyched to hear from her. That's because awesome. They couldn't believe, like, oh my gosh, successful business, less than 1,000 followers. So after that, like, went over so well, I was like, I need to have Allie on because I think people are really craving this information and these stories around people who have been able to see growth. And this morning I went live inside the Facebook group and just said, like, I think most people are asking the wrong question. They're asking, how do I get more followers, when they should be asking, what do I do with the people I have in front of me right now? And you have been like a shining star, such a great example, 300% audience growth by concentrating on a micro niche. So let's talk about it. First of all, give your intro and tell everyone who you are. And those of you who are watching live, like, be sure to say hi to us in the comments as well.
Yes, be sure to say hi. For those of you I haven't met yet, I'm Allie Doran. I am the founder of Miss Allie's Kitchen. It's a recipe website. And I focus pretty specifically on wild game recipes, exclusively a lot of venison. I also have another micro niche and it's pie. So the kind of all-encompassing vision of my website is just kind of like a field to table lifestyle. It just kind of gets back to the roots. I live in a really small town. My husband's a big game hunter, and over the past, specifically the past year, but I've really embraced like that micro niche and just kind of, let me click to see comments here because I see we're getting some. There we go. Hi guys. Hi Sarah. Hi Maria. But I've just really focused in on that. And like Nicole said, I really started honing in on the wild game content this fall. It was in September. And since then I've had, I think, over 300% growth now, like almost like, I think like, just, you know, we don't really focus on a lot of, I try not to focus on followers and things like that, but just like the amount of engagement that I've had and the numeric growth has been really cool since honing in on that. So I hope that gives a good background.
It does give a good background. And I always want to say, because I think when people are new to me, I talk a lot about like not worrying about page views and followers. And I always like to give this disclaimer that it's not that we don't, of course, we always want more audience growth. I want to help more people, but I have to know what to do with the people who are in front of me before I can want to help more people. Because what good is like the vanity metric of 50,000 people if I'm not doing anything and I'm not helping them and I'm not serving them. So how did you get to this place? Because one, niching down can feel so scary. And I know we've had so many conversations around this and where you used to be, like when you started trying to go to a wider niche or use products that like you had to drive 2 hours to get because you're in a small town. So how do you make this shift from like kind of doing what everyone else is doing to really honing in on you and what feels good for you and your brand and your people?
Yes. So first to just kind of, I was just thinking when you were saying it, I was listening to a podcast the other day to kind of like segue that comment that you had about numeric growth and reaching more people, because that's super important. I was listening to a podcast. It was Rachel Hollis's podcast and it was with, I'm blanking on her name, but the founder of It Cosmetics. And it was just, most of the podcast was about how it took her a little bit longer than most people to get where she is. And she's like one of the most successful female CEOs like ever. But anyway, her comments were that I wouldn't have been ready if I would have had like a rocketing growth, if I would have gotten into Sephora, or for me, I probably maybe wouldn't have been ready to connect with all those people if I hit like, you know, 100,000 followers on Instagram the first year I started my business. So I'm now really grateful for the way that I've kind of niched down and grown maybe a little bit slower, but I think what it's done is it's given me the capability to really connect with the people that I do have. So when I started out, I just was doing healthy recipes, not that there's anything wrong with that, kind of focusing on gluten and dairy free. And I would get really intimidated because I live in a small town. I don't have a Whole Foods. So I would see like, I don't even have anywhere to get like Siete chips. I mean, that's how small. And so I would drive like 45 minutes or I would drive to my parents' house just to get all of these cool products to tag all the companies on Instagram. And every once in a while that they would see what I was doing. And then I decided to target moms with healthy recipes. And for those of you who don't know, I don't have children. back then I wasn't even married. And it just, I just wasn't connecting with a whole lot of people. You know, I remember.
I'll interrupt you for a second because we're both kind of laughing, but
yeah, it's not.
It's not really funny. Like we all go through this evolution, and if you hadn't targeted moms, you wouldn't have been here. So
right,
I wouldn't. Because it's just like it's part of the process.
It's part of the process, and I guess that's what I was relating to the podcast that I was listening to. If I didn't go down all of those little avenues, I wouldn't have understood. Some things take a little bit for me to process. I need to learn something for me to grasp it. So I think in order to have gotten to the, you know, 300% growth in 6 months, I had to go down all of those like little tiny paths to learn how to talk to my people, to not be afraid to get on the phone with somebody, to send out a survey, to figure out how like the question stickers and the polls on Instagram work. But anywho, like 2.5 years ago, I posted a venison recipe on my website, kind of afraid about it because I was afraid that people would, you know, say I was a monster, that because my husband was a hunter, I was really afraid of like the political backlash, even though it's part of our lifestyle and I did it anyway. And the venison shepherd's pie has been in my top 5 posts. It was, now I've got other posts that beat it out. But it was in my top 5 posts for like 2 years. And it was just sitting there like on Google and Pinterest. It just did really well. So I happened to mention it that it had done well at that retreat. And like the entire table, you hosted a retreat back in September, I'm sorry. And the entire table was like, Allie, that's your magic. That's your thing. So I was really, really nervous about it. I mean, to the point where like it would make me shake when I would post things. So, I mean, I get that fear that people experience. It's very real to me. I'm not a confrontational person. So I was just worried about it. Decided to just focus on doing one recipe a month. That felt doable to me. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't like I was posting a recipe once a week or anything like that. And I just started connecting with people like crazy. I mean, I get these messages from these people now that are like, I don't know how to cook with this stuff. I don't know what to do. It does really well targeted, like the targeted content does really well on search engine as well. So it's just kind of like a whole growth. It was crazy to me. So, but I was really nervous about it. And I think people get, you get afraid to not speak to your other people that you have that might not really be interested in that kind of content. And I think you just have to focus on those people that you're helping and not really focus on everybody else. So
yeah, totally. Yeah. So anyone who, if you're watching now, can you relate to that feeling of before you're going to post something or before you're going to kind of unleash something or you come out with a stand, like it can be really scary. So tell us in the comments if you can relate to that. How did you finally like get up the courage? Did the fear just like dissipate? Did you wake up one morning and you were like, I know I've got this, or was it something else?
No, I just did it anyway. I still get nervous. You know what I mean? Especially now that I have a product and I have to connect emotional pieces in order to sell said product. I still get nervous. But something that's maybe tangible that might be able to help. Because the only thing that really has helped me is just focusing on the fact that I'm helping people. So I journal in the morning, so I will write like how I'm helping people and how I can get out there and help people and like the result of what's happening. So I have a pen to paper, just kind of a reason for why I'm doing, for what I'm doing, because if I don't have the reason behind it, scary content can just feel kind of like pointless. Yeah. Okay, Sarah, I totally understand. And I think it took me a little bit. But yeah, it's definitely, that really helped me, just like writing how I'm helping somebody, just to have like a tangible, I don't know.
And if you think about if you have this thing on your heart that you want to come out with and you're not doing it, like you really are doing a disservice to all those people who you're going to help and who you're going to connect with. And that's something that I think about a lot is like, well, how many people are not being helped because I'm worried about myself and I need to just get out of my own way and I need to just put the content out there. So what, when you came out just like the accidental hunter's wife, because you recently did a content piece around that emotional content of being an accidental hunter's wife. What has been like the result of you coming out and just sharing that piece of your life?
Yes. So, I guess through like all of our talking and through help from you and Dan, we had come up with this kind of like term for myself and the people that are like me. It's called an accidental hunter's wife because I didn't grow up in the lifestyle that my husband did. And, you know, I just have this lifestyle that I wasn't used to and I had to adapt to it. And so it's kind of like I accidentally fell into it. So I wrote a post basically talking about how I've always been kind of an outsider. And I felt like an outsider in the outdoor space. And I've always kind of felt like an outsider in the food blogging space because I didn't really fit with like those people and I didn't fit with this group. So I came out with a post about it. And the amount of response that I got from it was absolutely crazy, especially word of mouth in my town. My in-laws have been telling me that they've just had like all these people coming up to them like, is this your daughter-in-law? Is this that accidental hunter's wife? I've gotten comments, I've gotten emails. I actually asked for some feedback from my audience about why they like hung around Miss Allie's kitchen, and like over 80% of them said, because you're the only person who talks about what it's like to talk about cooking wild game. So I just was kind of blown away. I think every time you release a piece of content like that, you do get that like feeling, but more times than not, you're blown away with the response that you get from people. I think Kelly Nardo with Eat the Gains just had a similar experience because she moved away from kind of her background in meal prepping and she talked about it, and people just, you don't realize when you can like connect, people connect back.
Yeah. And standing out by taking a stand in something. And like you said, you felt like an outsider, like you didn't fit in, but it actually serves you. It actually is a good thing because there's so many of us that can feel like outsiders, and that really brought in an emotional connection. And in the video series we're going to be doing in June, we're going to be talking about all those things, like how to shift your content just from creating only recipes to adding in ways to build this like engaged, raving audience, because yeah. you don't, and I think you've seen, and maybe you could talk to this, you don't need millions of followers to have a successful, even six-figure business. You can have 1,000 true, engaged, raving followers using the right content strategy to have a really great business.
You don't even need 1,000. I mean, I left my corporate job. Now, I did have a freelance opportunity through the food blogging realm, but I mean, I left my job with like 700 Instagram followers or something. You know, you just put it out there. But just like connecting with people, it blows you away every time. So
let's talk about your content series, because you do one around pie every month, which is awesome. And then you have your micro niche around your venison recipes. You've created an ebook that has done really well and brought you consistent sales. So let's talk about what results have those brought you, like really focusing and honing in on those two things.
Yeah, to be completely transparent, I am able to put together these like in-depth reports because the content does so well. So even though I'm not really a numbers person, I like kind of geek out over like analytical reports. I just love to do that. So I've been able to put together these reports in almost separate like pricing packages. And that's what I pitch brands with. It's pretty much the only thing I talk about when I talk to brands, because I think for a lot of us, it can feel over, it's like when you have so many options to pitch for, you don't even know where to start. And I feel like we get that a lot in Shift U. People will say like, I don't even know who to pitch, because it's hard when it's like, when you have so much in front of you, it's hard to see the direct path. So what I've been able to do is put together these like really niche down, super detailed analytical reports. And brands that I've connected with, they're really interested because it's direct targeted campaigns instead of like a one-off post. And even if they just do one post with me, it's more of like a campaign style. So what I'll do is I'll partner with a brand for an ingredient for a pie recipe, or I'll work with somebody on my WOW game content, and I can pretty much guarantee them like a certain amount of eyes. It just feels like I remember we were talking, what was it, like 6 months ago, about posting and praying. And I would just like put out sponsored content and be like, oh, let's see. I don't know. But like now, you know, maybe it doesn't get so many likes on Instagram because the algorithm's not great. All right, that's fine. I know it's going to do really well on Google search. We're going to get some page views. I'm going to run an ad to it. I have like a specific strategy to guarantee the metrics. So, and I, just as somebody that is not necessarily a numbers-based person, and that my background is in, it is not in like any sort of analytics or media. So that's all new to me. It's an easy way for me to like provide direct results.
Yeah. And that 300% audience growth from focusing in on your venison stuff. Talk to us a little bit about what really focusing on that micro niche has not only brought you 300% growth, but also like sales for your ebook.
Yeah. So when did we decide? I think I decided in December that I was just going to come out with my first product. Didn't know how to sell a product. Didn't know. I'm still like really learning. I just decided to go for it because the fall is really when that venison content does well. So I wanted to give myself like 8 months to learn how to actually like run and launch a product, because I had never done it before. So I just decided to buckle down, get the content done. I have tried to do like recipe ebooks before, and I've like never finished anything. I got done 25 recipes in 2 months. Everything was like well tested and it felt really easy. So that was interesting to me and kind of a sign. So I was able to kind of talk about it, generate some excitement over the 2 months testing all the recipes. And then I launched it in April. I've had consistent sales, sales every week since I have launched it. So it wasn't just kind of like the first day everyone was excited and then it petered off. So it's kind of now like a pillar of my business. I hope it's going to be a revenue source for like years to come. But that was really cool to be able to target so many direct people that like people were genuinely like continuing to buy my book and buying my book.
And serving, like if you have this, I'm going to be talking about for the next few months, like this 1,000 true dedicated followers, even if you have 100 dedicated followers and you're hitting that pain point of like, they need to figure out this venison and you're the answer to that. You don't need more and more and more followers if you just really hone in and connect and serve the people who you have in front of you.
Yes. And you have you have 100 like ride or die people and half of them buy your book. That's 50 people. And if your book's like, I don't know, $10, I mean, that's a significant revenue source. So I couldn't agree more. And it's more about focusing on the people that you have and making sure they're seeing what you have out there, knowing that they need to see it, than trying to get more people.
Yes, 100%. And like I said, you've been through the serial method. We're launching this content shift. So we're going to teach you how digital influencers like Allie are creating content the new way. So you are building that audience of your 100, 1,000 true engaged raving followers. So that's going to be the content we are doing in June. So you're going to want to sign up. I will put the link in the screen so you can go sign up for the video series. And if you had any advice for people who are like hesitant to niche down, hesitant to emotionally connect, like what do you think would be the first thing you would have them do besides go sign up for the video series in June, obviously?
Okay. Well, I guess my first piece of advice, and it kind of ties into like signing up, but I would get some support because it can be like, I think I'm a part of your inner circle group. And I think having a group of like 10 people who really knew what I was doing and were kind of cheering on. And really I've slowly and gradually started bringing my husband on to help me. So having him know what I've been doing, he's kind of like my cheerleader. Like, I think you can do this. This is going to be great. He's kind of like the in industry knowledge. So kind of having a support team, because it can feel a little scary. And to be honest with you, it might take a month or two for people even to start talking back. Because that's one thing I should preface, you know, like when I first started using question stickers and polls, and still even sometimes it means crickets, and that's all right, but sometimes it's not. So, I would just start, get a support system. Just focus on that you're helping people and it's not just like a self-fulfilling thing, because if you're niching down, you are helping somebody. And that's been a hard thing for me to go through, because I'm not like saving lives. I'm teaching people how to work with something, but it can still really transform somebody's life when you really sit and think about it. So
obviously we're still working on these things, but it can transform marriage too. You
know? Right. That's true. Totally something that we do together now, as opposed to me. I used to like tune out when the Sportsman's Channel was on. Now I'm like, oh, so tell me about this. Tell me more. Can I come with you? Can I go? You know, so I agree. Yeah.
Not just getting away from the more and more followers. And it's a huge myth that you need more followers. What you really need to is concentrate on the people that you want to help. And we're going to teach you how to do that through this video series. So go to the link, click the link, and they want to lean into something, they want to niche down. What would be the very first thing you would do, like from this video?
From this video, I would, if you want to niche down, I'm a pen and paper person, wherever you take notes, I would write down what you want to niche down to. And then I would see if you can like define your ideal person, and then maybe think about some objections or beliefs that they might have. And then maybe just kind of like start talking about it on your, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, your most casual, is that the word I'm looking for? Your most like casual platform, for me, it's Instagram stories. So when I'm kind of like thinking about something, I'll maybe just like chit chat around the subject on there. Or, you know, if you love your email list, maybe just like kind of chit chat around it, but maybe just try to drum up some like beliefs and ideas you think they have, and try and identify your ideal person, so you can like come up with some copy and things to start talking to them.
I love that. That is such a good, so pen to paper, and start talking about it. That is such great advice. So pen to paper, start talking about it. Think about the person you want to talk 2, and then go sign up for the video series because we're going to teach you the new way to create content. You build that raving, amazing, great audience.
And you should do that, just saying.
Thank you so much. And tell everyone where they can find you so they can connect with you and see what you're doing.
You can head over to my website if you would like. It's missalleyskitchen.com. And I hang out the most on Instagram, and I'm at miss.alleyskitchen. So I hope to see you there. And thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your insider secrets to like audience growth and putting yourself out there, because I know it can be scary.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.